Well, folks, seems like the Supreme Court just dropped a real bombshell ruling against TikTok, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Their appeal to overturn that ban totally failed. And by Sunday, this Sunday, the app, you know, could start disappearing from our phones. No more new downloads, no updates.
Right.
And eventually it might just stop working altogether.
Yeah, and this really, I think, shows this growing tension that we're seeing, you know, more and more these days, right, between national security and individual liberties in our digital age. It's a complex situation.
It really is.
And it has far-reaching implications, and, I mean, it's just moving so fast, you know?
Yeah. So for those of you who haven't been, you know, totally glued to this story, let's break down why this is happening. So lawmakers on both sides of the aisle, so, you know, bipartisan, they voted to ban TikTok. Why? Well, they cited concerns that the Chinese government could use the app to access user data or even spread propaganda.
Yeah. And the interesting thing is that no concrete evidence of these activities has actually been presented. So it's all, you know, based on potential risks and these what-if scenarios,
right?
Which makes it tricky, right, to navigate, because we're essentially trying to balance this theoretical threat against a very real impact that this ban will have on millions of Americans who use TikTok every single day.
Absolutely. And speaking of impact, you know, remember last year when the ban was first announced, we saw those protests all across the country.
Yeah.
People were highlighting how TikTok has become, you know, deeply ingrained in American culture.
Yeah.
And for a lot of people, I mean, it's not just an app for entertainment. You know, it's a platform for business, a source of income.
Right.
It's a way to connect with friends and even a primary source of news for some.
Yeah, that's a crucial point. This ban isn't just about restricting access to an app, right? It's about potentially silencing voices, disrupting communities, and impacting livelihoods. It raises some pretty big questions about, what's the future of the internet itself, right?
Yeah.
Are we heading towards a more fragmented digital world where national borders dictate what we can and cannot access online? I mean, think about that.
And then, of course, we have to factor in the Trump wildcard, right?
Oh, yeah.
He was initially a vocal supporter of the ban. And then, you know, he seemingly warmed up to TikTok, even going so far as to invite the CEO to his inauguration.
Right.
There was even talk of him, like, seeking workarounds to avoid enforcing the ban, like encouraging a sale to a U.S. company.
Right. And a sale to a U.S. company has been a recurring suggestion, but TikTok has pushed back against that idea.
I don't want to sell.
They made it clear. And so now this whole situation just lands in President-elect Biden's lap, just days before he takes office.
Talk about inheriting a hot potato, right? He's going to have to make some tough decisions about how to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've got the national security concerns, the economic impact, the free speech arguments,
right,
and, you know, the needs of millions of American TikTok users.
It's a complex balancing act. And I think, I think the whole world is watching to see how this unfolds, because the outcome of this situation, it could have far-reaching consequences, setting a precedent for how foreign tech companies are regulated in the future and potentially impacting U.S.-China relations even further.
This is definitely a story that's going to continue to develop. And if you want to stay informed, you can subscribe to the Making Money with English channel for updates and in-depth analysis on this evolving situation. But for now, let's dive a little deeper into the potential ramifications of this ban, starting with the economic impact.
Yeah, the potential economic fallout from this ban, I mean, it's significant. We're not just talking about, you know, TikTok's revenue stream, right? But the whole ecosystem that's been built around it. You got the creators who rely on the platform for income, the businesses that use it for marketing, and the wider advertising industry. I mean, they've invested a lot in TikTok's reach.
It's like this ripple effect, you know, hitting various sectors of the economy. And for some creators, you know, this isn't just a side hustle. This is their primary source of income. I mean, last year we heard stories of people quitting their jobs to become full-time TikTokers.
Yeah, I remember that.
They built businesses, brands, entire communities all around this platform.
And now they're facing the possibility of losing it all, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the uncertainty.
Yeah.
It has to be incredibly stressful for them. And it really highlights that that precarious nature, I guess, of building a career on a platform that's subject to such volatile political winds.
Yeah. It also raises questions about, the power dynamics at play here. These creators, a lot of them, I mean, many of them are young adults.
Right.
They pour their time, their energy, their creativity into building something on TikTok. And now a decision made in Washington could potentially wipe it all away.
Yeah, this situation, I think, really underscores the need for greater transparency and dialogue
Absolutely.
between tech companies and governments, right? And, you know, the users who are kind of caught in the middle, because it's not just about national security or economic interests.
It's about people's lives.
Yeah.
It's about people's livelihoods.
Exactly. And it's not just about the creators either, right?
Yeah.
You got to think about all those small businesses that use TikTok for marketing, you know, reaching new customers.
Right.
And for a lot of them, it's been a game changer. I mean, it's a way to connect with a younger audience and build brand awareness in a way that traditional advertising just can't match.
Absolutely. And this ban, you know, it could have a disproportionate impact on small businesses, especially those that have come to rely heavily on TikTok's, you know, unique features and reach.
Yeah, for sure. It's yet another challenge in an already difficult economic climate.
And let's not forget the users themselves.
Right.
The millions of Americans who use TikTok for, you know, entertainment, connection, and even news. I mean, what happens to them? Do they just migrate to other platforms?
Mm.
Or does this create a void, you know, that's difficult to fill?
It's hard to say for sure. I mean, there's no guarantee that users will just like seamlessly transition to other platforms, right?
Right.
TikTok has a unique culture and community. It's not easily replicated. And for a lot of young people, I mean, this is their primary source of news and information.
That's a point that I think often gets overlooked in these discussions.
Yeah.
I mean, for a whole generation, TikTok is the news.
Yeah.
You know, that's where they get their information, where they form opinions, where they engage in political discourse. So, you know, this ban isn't just about restricting access to an app. It's potentially about shaping the way an entire generation consumes and interacts with information.
And that, I mean, that raises some pretty, you know, profound questions about the role of social media in our society, right?
It does.
I mean, about the influence of algorithms, about the spread of misinformation, and about the very nature of truth in a digital age.
It's a lot to unpack. And I think it's important to remember that this isn't just a U.S. story, right? I mean, other countries are grappling with similar concerns about TikTok and its Chinese ownership.
Of course, yeah.
What happens here could influence decisions made in, you know, capitals around the world.
Absolutely. This situation has global implications. It's being watched very closely by governments, tech companies all around the world. It's a test case, a precedent setter. It could, you know, it could reshape the digital landscape as we know it.
So with all this in mind, what are some of the potential outcomes here?
Well, yeah.
What are the different scenarios that could play out, and what should we be, you know, watching for in the coming weeks and months?
Well, the most immediate scenario, right, is that the ban goes into effect as planned on Sunday. So TikTok is removed from app stores, updates are blocked, and then eventually the app just becomes unusable for most people in the U.S.
Yeah, I mean, that would be a pretty dramatic turn of events, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would.
Especially for those who, you know, rely on TikTok for income or just for staying connected with friends and family.
Right. I mean, it would also send a really strong message to other foreign tech companies operating in the U.S.
Yeah.
It would be like saying, you know, you guys aren't immune to this kind of action. Your platform could be next.
Yeah. It's almost like a shot across the bow, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like a warning that the U.S. government's willing to, you know, take these drastic measures to protect its national security interests.
Right.
Even if it means, you know, disrupting a popular platform and impacting millions of users.
And that's where the conversation, I think, is really interesting, right?
Yeah. 'Cause
it raises these fundamental questions about, you know, the balance of power between governments and these tech companies, right?
Yeah.
And the limits of free speech in the digital age and even the nature of the internet itself.
Right. I mean, is the internet a truly global space? Or are we moving toward this more fragmented world? You know, this balkanized world where national borders dictate what we can access and what information we're allowed to consume.
Yeah, those are questions that, you know, we as a society, I think, we need to start grappling with more seriously.
Absolutely.
Because those answers, they'll have, I mean, a profound impact on the future of our digital lives and I think on, you know, the very fabric of our global society.
It feels like we're standing at a crossroads, doesn't it?
It does.
I mean, multiple paths lie ahead, you know, each with its own set of potential consequences.
Yeah.
And the decisions made in these next few weeks, they could have a ripple effect for years to come, not just in the U.S., but globally.
Yeah, this isn't just about TikTok.
Okay.
It's about the future of the internet, the balance of power between governments and these, you know, huge tech companies, and then the fundamental rights of users in this, you know, this digital age. It's this complex web of interconnected issues that we can't afford to ignore it.
So let's explore those potential paths a little bit. What are some of the scenarios that could unfold beyond the immediate implementation of the ban?
Well, one possibility is that, you know, a U.S. company steps in, right, and acquires TikTok's U.S. operations.
Yeah.
You know, this has been suggested by lawmakers. And it would potentially appease both sides, right?
Yeah.
The U.S. government would have greater oversight and the users could continue using the platform.
But wouldn't that raise concerns about data security?
Yeah.
Especially given those initial worries about, you know, Chinese government access.
Of course.
How do we ensure that user data is protected if a U.S. company takes over, particularly if, you know, some of the technology or infrastructure remains tied to the original parent company?
Yeah, that's a critical question, and it's one that would need to be addressed really carefully in any kind of acquisition deal. There would need to be, you know, really robust safeguards in place to ensure data privacy, right? And to prevent any kind of backdoor access by foreign governments.
Right.
And I think transparency would be really paramount. Users deserve to know exactly what's happening with their data, right?
Absolutely. And who has access to it?
Another scenario we've talked about is President-elect Biden choosing to take a different approach.
Right.
He could renegotiate with China, you know, seek a compromise, or maybe delay the ban while exploring those alternative solutions.
Yeah, that's certainly within his power, right?
Yeah.
He might prioritize diplomacy and try to find a solution that addresses national security concerns.
Yeah.
Without completely, you know, shutting down a platform that's used by millions of Americans.
Right.
I mean, he could also use this as leverage in those broader trade negotiations with China.
But wouldn't that be seen as a sign of weakness by some?
Yeah. Especially those who strongly support the ban. And wouldn't it potentially, you know, prolong the uncertainty for TikTok creators and users?
Yeah.
Just leaving them in limbo while those negotiations drag on.
It's a delicate balancing act, right? I mean, yeah. Biden would have to, you know, he'd have to weigh the political risks against the potential benefits of, you know, finding a less disruptive solution.
Right.
And he'd have to do it quickly because the clock is ticking towards that Sunday deadline.
And of course, there's the possibility that the ban goes into effect. But those legal challenges, they continue, potentially delaying or even overturning the decision down the line.
Yeah, legal battles, they could drag on for months, you know, if not years. And the outcome is far from certain. It would be a landmark case, though, with implications for, you know, for the future of internet regulation and on free speech in the digital age.
So what should our listeners, many of whom are likely TikTok users, what should they be doing right now? How can they stay informed and make their voices heard in this evolving situation?
Well, first and foremost, you know, stay informed. Follow those reliable news sources, you know, and those legal analysts who are covering this story closely.
Right.
And keep an eye on, you know, Making Money with English for in-depth analysis and updates.
Absolutely. And don't be afraid to reach out to your elected officials.
That's right.
Let them know your thoughts, your concerns, how this ban would impact you personally.
Yeah.
I mean, they need to hear from their constituents on this.
This is a crucial moment, not just for TikTok, but for the, you know, the future of the internet. We're at a crossroads, and the choices we make now, they're going to shape the digital world, you know, for generations to come.
Absolutely.
So it's time to engage in thoughtful discussion, consider the complexities, and advocate for a future that upholds both our security and our freedoms.
Well said. And on that note, we're going to wrap up this deep dive into the TikTok ban. It's a story that's still unfolding. So as always, stay informed, stay engaged, and we'll catch you on the next deep dive.